Kultur um 5.
Wir nehmen die letzten Stunden fette Jahre einfach mit, sangen die Nerven. Das sitzt. Apropos Klimawandel, in dem letzten Interview, den ich mit Lemmy Bonifacio Ferre konnte, hat jemand erzählt, wir haben eine Konferenz über Klimawandel gewirscht. Und du hast die Person, die die Konferenz gehalten hat, Wasser aus einer Plastikflasche getrunken, was der Künstler zur Burstadt Konferenz zu verlassen. Denn Lemmy Bonifacio ist nur da. An Theresa de Kersmeck, an dem William Kentridge, den dritten Wetbridge Project Artist. Also de Projekt, wo ein oder ein Künstlerin de Mudam, de großen Theater an Philharmonie bespielt. Nur eine andere Opferung von Jerusalem und Love to Death steuert de Projekt diese Freude mit The Manifestation noch in an. E Projekt, für den de Lemmy nicht just mit der Choreografin Elisabeth Schilling, ma auch mit einer Reihe Communities geschafft hat. Bei mir am Studio sind den Lemmy Bonifacio und Elisabeth Schilling. And I guess we're switching languages right now for everybody to understand here in the studio what I'm talking about. Hi Elisabeth, hi Lemmy.
Hello, thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Thanks for being there. Lemmy, you almost spent a year in Luxembourg now, showing some of your work, such as Jerusalem and Love to Death, but also working on a new project, which we'll talk at length about in a few minutes. How did the audience in Luxembourg react to your work? How enriching was it to be working with those three institutions?
I think working here in the last year and a half, it's a learning experience for me. I don't know Luxembourg as a country or as a city. And so I think they also don't know me that well. I've been here a couple of times.
They've come to learn you.
Yeah, I mean, I come from the other side of the world, and I do approach things differently, and I think of art differently. It's been a very good experience, a valuable experience, just to being here and trying to relate with the city and the people.
Do you think your different approach to things, to artistic creation, collided with the way things are here, or do you think that was kind of a fruitful experiment?
I think my work operates mostly from the cosmovision of where I come from. And so a lot of what happens on my stage, people here probably don't know what it is or what the hell are you doing that? But it's me. I'm not deliberately trying to be strange or different because people tend to speak about things that look familiar to them. But after a while, I think people will all start to find a space to see each other's world. That's the point of being here, I think.
Exactly. And so for your last project, The Manifestation, there was, which will take on place on Friday, there were workshops over the past few days. How did you work with the communities? How did that work out? Who did show up? And how did the work? I'm really interested in that. Like, how did it work? Because when reading this, there were so many questions popping up in my mind. And so I really like to get a bit of inside knowledge about it.
The word community here, I think, perhaps has a different meaning. It's very legalistic, like identity, like an NGO or a group like this. So I found that rather different than what I expect what community meant. You know, so that has been a very interesting way of trying to connect with the people. I mean, I've spoken to hundreds already, I think. And, but Luxembourg is not like where I come from, where it's easier to find the source of the community or the leader of the community or the place where all community goes to. And perhaps, I don't know where the communities here go to, whether it's the sports field or the shopping mall. I don't know. But in my world, it's still the church, it's still the community centers where people gather and speak about condition of their lives and things like that. So, but here, I think it's a little bit different than that. It's also cultural.
Like, of course,
Where I come from, the community is your identity as a culture. It's your cultural identity.
Sure.
You identify yourself through the community rather than through what you do. Mm-hmm. And so, did you want to say something?
No. So how did you end up finding them getting into get in touch with them? And maybe, Elisabeth, how did you get involved with the project?
Shall I answer first?
Go.
Well, Limi and me, we met last year in Avignon.
Yeah.
And we had a good conversation. And I mean, I'm also someone who works with communities quite a lot and quite locally as well. So I was just interested what he was envisioning to do. And I thought it was quite ambitious. And I was curious to learn from his approach. That's how I got involved. We just basically had lots of conversations together.
She's creating a very, very beautiful project. She's, you know, mad thinking, decided to create all these herbs and flowers and weave this humongous thing.
That's the wearing a vegetal web of care. Is that what we're talking about?
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. So just for the audiences, so basically the whole thing starts in front of the Grand Théâtre.
Yes.
And then there's a procession called the wearing a vegetal web of care, which will cross the bridge and then make a stop at the Place de l'Europe in front of Philharmonie, and then go to Mudam, which is the whole of the whole pathway it is going to. So yeah, maybe you would like to say something about what Limi just said about wearing a vegetal web of care, the whole flowers and
she can speak.
So it's actually called weaving a vegetal web of care, and we've been we had four workshops now at the Théâtre des Capucins, in which we asked just different people of the community to come and bring flowers. I brought lots of flowers from the fields. We had flower donations from a couple of flower shops, and together we created flower bouquets, but also herb bouquets. We have 150 now. We are aiming for 200. And they're currently drying in the Théâtre Capucin. And on Friday, we will attach all of them to 200 meters of thread. And I will invite the people who are present at the manifestation to each take a little bit of this long thread in their hands and together, collectively, walk from the Grand Théâtre to the Philharmonie. So that means that what I love as a choreographer, what I love about this project is that in this collective walk, you really have to listen to your own body. You're invited to listen to someone else's body because you have to share the same rhythm. You can't just run. You can't just walk super slowly. You have to take care of everyone, including the plants which have been drying, which are fragile in their state. So from a symbolic angle as well as from a physical angle, I'm quite interested what will happen on Friday.
Yeah, that's what we call it, a web of care. And
When I ask her about, so what if you cross the bridge and the wind comes and it breaks? And then she said, well, we'll just sit down and mend it. Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
So we will do it in silence. And if something flies away or breaks, we have to take care of it. So it will not be finished until collectively we have achieved that task together.
Mm-hmm. So you talked about the fact that you're also working with communities and that there's different approaches to community where you come from and where you come from, Elisabeth. So in your conversations, did you talk about these differences and did you find a way of resolving them or just getting, not resolving them, but just finding common denominators or something like that?
No, I think community changes every day, you know, and so there's no, for me, there's, like I said, you know, it's more like your, what you take for granted, you know, so what I take for granted back home, I have to pay attention here because that doesn't exist here. But you pay attention to a new way of doing things. So for me, that's good.
For me, it was just how do you define a community? And that's what I asked Limi at the beginning. How do you define it? And this is different in every place and this is different for every person because we take this word so easily in our mouth. But what does it mean for every individual? And I would say, like knowing from my past projects, doing a community project in the city of Luxembourg is something very different than doing it in a village, more in a village or other cities like Echternach or something like this.
Yeah.
What communities mean in very different contexts is so different, and thus the artistic work you will do around communities will be affected by the different definition of what a community is in different contexts.
Yeah, but I will not worry about that. I think when you bring people together and try to find a common unity, so that's a community, you know.
Yeah, you sometimes.
Know. Well, you know, we can't just... a community is not a group of people, just like that. It's people are also seeking communication and some way of getting on with life.
Connected.
Yeah, connected.
Common purpose.
And how good our communities are is how we feel about our relationship with the road, with the children, with everybody else around there. You know, so I think the effort is to try and make community more active, more participate, mm-hmm. more feeling that their ideas can make a true change. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, the last time we talked, you said that communities were mostly afraid, scared of these big institutions such as Philharmonie, Mudam, or Grand Théâtre. Did you find a way to take away this kind of fear you talked about?
I don't think they're afraid. I think they don't care. They think it doesn't belong to them.
Yeah, that's it. That's the threshold, crossing of a threshold. And they don't feel at ease. It's not
because
their work.
Especially this institution, they are out of the way mm-hmm. of the people. So it's not part of your life as a child. When you walk down the road, you see a theater, you know that's part of your life. But here you have to take the tram to get there. Mm-hmm. So it becomes something you have to, you know, to do or learn. But, you know, we're just trying to make the theater or these sort of places as normal, like in terms of as part of what we do. It's like going in the swimming pool or going to the football field. For me, the theater is like that. We go for certain different things.
Is that why you conceived the whole thing as a pathway, starting from maybe from the other side of the bridge and then bringing people to the other institutions? Or maybe I'm mistaken and there was a whole different idea behind it?
I think the original thinking of these three institutions is to find a way to work together and find a way to connect in some ways. Mm-hmm. But I think the community also must make this connection. You know, I think her project with people caring for something across to another place, it's an example of how they claim the space of these so-called institutions. I don't like the word so much. They are theaters.
Yes.
And place of beauty and art and search and spiritual transformation. You know, these are what they are. And we have to communicate these words to the community, you know. Not the place where they think, oh, we can't go there because we don't understand it. If you really want to understand, go to school. These are places of imagination. You don't need to understand anything, you know. You know, you go there to listen to another possibility and share that space with different people. Yeah, so, yeah. I don't know what you ask me.
That's not that important. I mean, it's the important is what we're talking about. I mean, what I was wondering about is, like, once people transported the Web of Care to the other side, what will happen at Place de l'Europe and what will happen at Mudam? What happens to the Web of Care and what takes place over there?
So when we arrive to the Philharmonie, I will cut the Web of Care and everyone receives a flower bouquet. But there's not only flower bouquet, but also with the people who came to the workshop, we created some tiny little wish cards to an anonymous person. Sometimes there are quotations about the plant world or inspirations that you can take from the vegetable world. And so we invite everyone to take this little memory or this little symbol of care home with them.
Yeah, okay, that sounds pretty good. I guess we're already running out of time, so if you'd like to add anything, just...
On Friday, we start at 7 o'clock mm-hmm. at the Grand Theatre, and then the last performance that I create at the Mudan will start at 10:30. Mm-hmm. So this will be the end of the world. So come to see the last dance ever.
The last dance ever. Implying your company, but also a local musician ensemble and community.
Local, there's a choir of the international choir. There's 80 young people singing. There's also other sacred music choirs that are singing. There's about 60 of them. So there's quite a lot of people coming to
the end of the world. Then.
Yes, what do we do? What do we do now?
Where do we go from there?
Exactly.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Elisabeth Schilling, and thank you very much, Naomi Bonifacio.
Yeah, pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you
for having
us.
See you on Friday.
Yeah, see you on Friday.
See you on Friday. Bye.
Das waren dann Naomi Bonifacio und Elisabeth Schilling über die Manifestation. Das geht es, wie gesagt, die Freude um 19 Uhr für im größten Theater. Dann geht es mit einer Präzession weiter über die White Bridge, ob Place de l'Europe, anschließend an der Mudam. Wir führen weiter mit ein bisschen Musik. Hier ist Floating on a Moment von der Beth Gibbons.